This morning, we're going to read about a miracle that the Lord did when he was on earth. And this particular miracle involves the Lord feeding people who were hungry. Do you remember any stories in the Word where the Lord made sure people who were hungry had food? Can you think of any stories in the Word where someone was hungry and they were fed by the Lord? Yes. Do you remember a story in the Word like that? When they were out in the wilderness and the Lord gave them bread. Maybe you were thinking about the Israelites after they got out of Egypt and the Lord gave them manna, perhaps. I saw another hand over here. Was that the same one you were thinking too? Did you have another one?
When he fed the 5,000.
And the Lord also fed a multitude of 4,000 too when he was on earth. And this morning, that's the one we're going to read about. When the Lord fed 4,000 people. So when we read this story about the Lord feeding 4,000 people, there is a number that you can listen for that the Lord includes in this story. And that number is the number 7. So we'll read through this story together and listen for how the number 7 is used. And we'll talk about what the Lord teaches us about that number 7 and what it helps us learn about in this story of the Lord feeding 4,000 people. In those days, the crowd being very many and having nothing to eat, Jesus, calling for his disciples, says to them, "I have compassion on the crowd, because they have already stayed with me 3 days and have nothing to eat." So 4,000 people had listened to the Lord teach them for 3 days in a row. And they had eaten all the food that they brought with them, and the Lord, it said, had compassion on them, because, of course, the Lord loves them like he does everybody, and wanted them to be able to have more food. So he said, "If I send them away fasting to their own house, they will faint by the way, for some of them came from afar off." And his disciples answered him, "From whence can anyone satisfy these with bread here in the wilderness?" So this was the wilderness too, and the disciples said, "Where can we get bread?" And the Lord asked them, "How many loaves have you?" And they said, 7. They said they had 7 loaves of bread from the multitude of 4,000 people. And the loaf of bread in ancient times might have looked more like this than a loaf of bread that we're used to. They were made more in circles then. It could have been even a little smaller than this loaf of bread. But there were 4,000 people and only 7 loaves of bread. And they were all very hungry because they had been listening to the Lord teach them for 3 days in a row. And he charged the crowd to recline on the earth. That means he said, sit down on the earth. And taking the 7 loaves of bread, when he had given thanks, he broke and gave to his disciples and set before them, and they set them before the crowd. And they had a few little fish, and blessing, he told them to set also them before them. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the abundance of the fragments, 7 baskets. And they who had eaten were about 4,000. And he sent them away. So how did the Lord feed this crowd of 4,000 people? What did he give them? Yes?
7 loaves of bread for like 4,000 people.
That is exactly right. 7 loaves of bread for 4,000 people. Yes? Did you have a comment as well? When after he gave them 7 loaves of bread, do you think 7 loaves of bread would feed 4,000 people if it just stayed 7 loaves of bread? Yes?
Yeah.
It would, because the Lord made sure it would happen. And do you know how he made sure it would happen? Yes?
Because he made everything,
and the Lord can do everything. Everything that's good. And that tells us why the Lord made the 7 loaves of bread turn into 7 baskets full of food. So it actually became more food as the people ate it. And do you know why that happened? Well, the number 7, the Lord teaches us, corresponds or means in a spiritual way, fullness. So there are 7 loaves of bread and then 7 baskets. And the Lord says 7 means fullness. Do you think those people were full? after they had the bread from the Lord? It says they were satisfied. And then the Lord said, you can leave now because you're full and satisfied. So 7 loaves of bread is what led them to be full of bread from the Lord. And even then, there were 7 baskets of food left over. Now this tells us how good from the Lord works. Because remember, this crowd had been listening to the Lord teach for 3 whole days in a row. One day after the other, they learned from the Lord how to be good and how to love their neighbor. So when you think about good things that you can do, if you do a good thing once, does that mean you have used up your goodness from the Lord, used up the good that the Lord gives you? Does that mean you can't do any more good? Of course it doesn't. You can do good over and over and over again. Think of just when you're home and how you might treat your brother or sister or someone in your family and treat them with good from the Lord. Just because you've done it once, does that mean you're all done and you can't do any more? When you learn something from the Lord, you can do it over and over and over again, can't you? That's just like the 7 loaves of bread never running out. Because good from the Lord never runs out. It never runs out. And if you think about jobs that you have around the house, it's good to do those jobs, isn't it? Whether it's feeding the animals or cleaning up something around the house that you know is your responsibility to do, or just helping out when your parents ask you. When you do those things, that's good, right? Because you do them one day, does that mean you've run out of good that you can do?
No.
No, it doesn't. Because good from the Lord never runs out. It's a never-ending supply. And then it went from 7 loaves to 7 baskets. And how many loaves do you think you could fit in a basket like this? The basket may have been bigger than this one, but it seems you could fit 4, 5, 6 loaves in this one basket, maybe even 7 in this one basket. And there were 7 of these left over. Isn't that amazing? And you know why that happened? It's because that's how the good from the Lord works. When we listen to the Lord and learn more from the Lord, the good that we can do actually increases. We can do more good things. Think about some of the adults that you know and what they do that is good every single day. Think about your parents and the good they do for you every single day. The Lord gives a special love to parents so that the good they get from the Lord can multiply and never, ever run out. If you think of things that other adults do that you know, think of the good that comes from the hard work of a farmer. Think of all the food that's produced and all the people and all the animals that can eat from the good that a farmer does. Or think of a hospital with all the people who are sick and need help in a hospital. And then think of the doctors and the nurses and the hospital staff that help out all those people in that hospital every single day with new people coming in and other people leaving as they get better. That's an amazing amount of good that comes from the Lord. Or a teacher, and think of all the students that a teacher teaches, not just this year, but next year and the year after that and all the years before. That's taking good from the Lord and the Lord multiplying it so it's more and more and more. So when we think about this miracle of the Lord feeding the 4,000 and the Lord starting with just 7 loaves of bread to feed 4,000 people, and then that bread not disappearing as the people ate it, but actually becoming 7 baskets of food that was left over after they ate, that can help us know that when we learn from the Lord and do good things from the Lord, He will give us more and more good to do so that we can love our neighbor more and more. Amen.